here's a story from The World.
At the end of the month, Syria will hold a presidential election. Pollsters are having an easy time calling this one. President Bashar al-Assad is all but guaranteed to win.
We know the Assad regime will attempt to use the Syrian presidential election this May to legitimize its own rule.
That's U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield.
Do not be fooled. These elections will neither be free nor fair and will not be representative of the Syrian people.
Meanwhile, millions of displaced Syrians will also be watching the election news with a fair amount of skepticism. The World's Shirin Jafari spoke with some of them living across the border in Turkey.
The area along Turkey's border with Syria is beautiful this time of year. Drive along the highway and you'll see lush green fields, olive groves and pistachio trees. From time to time, fields of yellow flowers add a splash of color to the landscape. On the Syrian side of the wall that separates the two countries, millions of people remain displaced. They live in camps after Syrian government forces took over their towns with the help of Russia and Iran. Over 80% of the camp residents are women, children, and elderly people, according to the UN. On the Turkish side, where I am, the occasional military vehicle passes by, a reminder of the tense atmosphere around here. Turkish forces have occupied parts of northern Syria since 2019. Next month, as Syria holds an election, thousands of Syrians living on this side of the border will not be taking part. Forty-year-old Samer Haj Khalid was displaced from his home in Idlib at the start of the war in 2011.
In the middle of the garlic field.
Khalid works at a farm near the border. He takes a break from harvesting garlic to sit in the shade and chat with me. Assad must go, Khalid tells me. I will only consider going back to Syria, he says, if Assad is removed from power. People are dying and starving in Syria. I want to go back, but what would I do there? A total of 51 people applied to run in the upcoming election. Syria's highest court accepted three of them. Assad is running again, along with two other men. Seven women had applied as well, but they were rejected by the court. About an hour's drive from the farm is a plastic factory. Its owner, Saad Shuahna, is a 33-year-old businessman from Aleppo, Syria. Shuahna's factory makes plastic containers for medical and cosmetic products. His father started the business in Syria back in the 1980s. Before the civil war, the company did well.
It was a big factory, like we were in our sector in top 10.
Before the war, Shuahna moved to Turkey to complete his studies. His family remained in Syria and his father continued with the business. But the war changed everything.
I was watching the news and I saw in a news line like a factory, plastic factory has been hit. And it was the name of our factory.
His brother and another factory worker were injured. Thankfully, he says no one died. But it wasn't the end of the story. Government forces went after their orchards. Thousands of olive and pistachio trees, grape vines that his grandfather had planted. They were all burned down. Shuahna says his father was devastated.
And we were like worried about him, like all these trees at once. But he didn't like, okay, I'm done with that. No, he have another 5,000.
His father didn't give up and planted more trees, he says. Eventually, the family decided to flee to Turkey, but Shuahna's father went back to Syria to take care of the trees. On his last trip, 5 months ago, he contracted COVID-19 and died in Syria.
He never left Syria. His soul was there.
All the loss has not changed Shuahna's mind about one thing, that one day he will go back to Syria. Is that realistic, I ask?
My father, when he planted the trees, he didn't plant it for himself. He planted it for us. And maybe we can't go to Syria but maybe our children will do this. Look at the history and read about the history. No dictator, no regime will last forever.
As for the presidential election coming up, Shahna says it's a joke. Bashar al-Assad won the last presidential election with roughly 99% of the vote. That was in 2014. It will be the same this time around, Shahna says. We already know who's going to win. For The World, Shirin Jafari, Gaziantep, Turkey.